Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Kevin Cody is on live from the PhillyVoice.com. Nobody's smarter than this guy. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
We got a lot of ground to cover today, Kev, so let me just start with this. What was your reaction to, on the eve of Thanksgiving, the Philadelphia Phillies axing 80 people from their organization, one-fifth of the workforce?
I mean, you know, I've known a lot of the people who are down there over the years, you know, people who you run into in the cafeteria, people who work in the ticket office and all that. And so on a personal level, you feel awful. And obviously, that 80 figure also included a lot of buyouts. Mm-hmm. But I will say, you know, it's not unexpected, Angelo, because it's going across. The layoffs are not just the Phillies problem. Every team in Major League Baseball has been hit to some degree. The Mets are the exception to this point because of Steve Cohen coming in and promising everybody keeps their jobs. But everybody else in Major League Baseball has followed the same trend as the Phillies. And so,
no, I don't agree with you. Atlanta's already signed three free agents. Toronto is looking everywhere. It isn't just the Mets. There are teams that are making a commitment to their fans. We just don't happen to have one of them.
Angelo, I'm saying as far as the personnel cuts within their organizations on that level. You're right. The Mets have gone out and obviously done this. They got Drew Smiley. They went and got signed Charlie Morton. They've been active. The Blue Jays have been active to this point on the baseball end of it. But as far as on the personnel level with the people who were laid off, I was not surprised that it happened.
All right, then answer me this question. This is the most important question I'm going to ask you during this interview. Who's running the Phillies right now, Kevin?
I think they're a rudderless ship, to be honest. I mean, Ned Rice is Matt Klentak with facial hair at this point. So it's almost like, it's a continuation of what is going on here because Ned was Matt's right-hand man. And so I think you've seen that to this point. And you know, obviously the Vince Velasquez bringing him back is a sign that they're not looking. Here's the thing with the Velasquez that I really don't get. If you don't give him arbitration and you cut him loose, you can always, if you run into a jam and you can't get a pitcher that you like, even at that $4 million fees. And it's possible they could have got a pitcher at $4 million because this market's going to be very depressed. Then they could have just brought Velasquez back. I don't understand why they felt the need to kind of tie themselves to him right now. I know the deadline was yesterday, but you know, you see the Cubs are talking about with Kyle Schwarber of doing that, and yep. I think that would have been the exact same thing with Velasquez. They could have signed him
Kev, to me, there's an obvious explanation. They're still not willing to admit the mistake of acquiring him in the Ken Giles deal. They're still waiting for him.
This has been the main problem with the organization and the way that they've done it since Klentak arrived.
Exactly.
You know, they're trying to, you know, keep jamming the square peg in the round hole, and they haven't realized 5 years in that it's just not going to work at this point.
All right, Kevin. Which organization is being run worse right now, the Phillies or the Eagles?
Ooh, that's a dynamite duo. I would say right now, I think the Phillies are worse in the sense because Andy McPhail just drains the life out of them completely. and you don't have the immediacy of what happened 3 years ago, like what has happened, you know, to the Eagles. You don't have that moment that gives you the yeah, but factor like you do with the Eagles at this point. That being said, they're both being run into the ground in different ways.
No, that was a great answer to that question, Kev. I want you to hear, this is one of three comments that Carson Wentz made yesterday, indicating clearly he has no intention of changing his approach despite being among the worst quarterbacks in the league this year. Listen.
Whether you're having success or struggling, you got to be, you know, a little bit of both. You know, you got to be introspective, kind of see where you're at with everything. But at the same time, my process with how I prepare, how I get ready, all of those things, that never changes. You know, whether we're 10-0 or 0-10, like that's not going to change because, you know, I feel confident in the process, how I prepare, how I get ready. And I think the guys, you know, feel the same way with how they prepare.
Kevin, basically, you know, the definition of insanity, horrible season, no changes. Does that make sense to you?
No. I mean, it's obvious that he is at a point right now, he's dug in and he's going to say that he's working as hard as everybody. And look, he may be, but at this point, you have to change something. Nothing is working right now. So you have to change something in this bravado of throwing up this front that, you know, hey, we're going to keep doing everything. I'm going to keep doing everything the way I've always done it. This is what got me here and all that. Well, it's got you here, but you now have to adjust. That's what great quarterbacks do. They adjust their games as they go along. It's like a pitcher who starts out as a 98-mile-an-hour fastball guy and then ends up seeing the velocity dip off, so you have to adjust and find different ways. Carson Wentz is not adjusting at this point.
No. I mean, here's what I'm wondering, Cap. I mean, if the guy is resistant to any change, doesn't the coach have to do it? Doesn't he have to basically issue an ultimatum and do his job and say, no, I want you to try this. I want you to do this. I don't want you to prepare that way because the last time we did, we had 5 straight 3-and-outs. I don't want to do that again. I want to try something different. Doesn't the coach have to impose his will on a quarterback who's resistant to change?
But let's be honest, Angelo, and I know you talk to him every week. I think the head coach has checked out here. You look at his body language, you look at what is going on here, the types of mistakes he's making this year that he's never made before, it's almost like mentally, because of the Mike Groh situation, I don't know, maybe he just sees what's coming down the pike with what's going to happen here with this team in the next year or so with the salary cap and everything. He just looks like a defeated man, so it's almost like he throws his hands up in the air and it's like, okay, what do you want me to do about it?
You know? Right, Kev, are you saying you think Doug is waiting to get fired?
He certainly doesn't appear enthusiastic to fight for his job, does he?
Wow. No, I'm sensing the same kind of thing. You've covered lots of guys where they were in the final days of their tenure, and it does feel kind of like that for me with Doug, but it's still hard to believe because he was golden here for the first 4 years. He was loved here.
Yeah, and I would say one thing that I think the immediacy of the moment of how awful this is broken down. And I think time is going to, in this city, will restore some of that shine to him if he's gone. If he's fired at the end of the year, I think some of that will end up being restored to Doug Peterson. I don't think it'll be restored to Howie Roseman because I think people will look at it as this is a Howie problem. This is a major Howie problem. And the draft and everything has been mismanaged really since the day they got off that podium at the Art Museum. It is completely a Roseman problem. And I think Peterson will benefit from that.
All right, Peterson's out. Is Jim Schwartz a candidate to take over?
No, I think you got to go completely outside the
order. No, I know you do. Do you think they do? Do you think they realize Jim Schwartz cannot be sold to this city as the head coach?
You know, I don't think they would look at it. I don't think they would look at Jim Schwartz as the head coach. That's my own opinion, but I don't see them doing that. No.
That is a wonderful opinion.
One, it's a defensive guy, too. They never hire defensive guys. That's
good.
Jeff Lurie's whole operation.
It's fine with me. Last question, Kevin. It is not intended as humorous, but it will be. People will look at it that way. Who do you like Sunday, the Eagles or the Packers?
I called it the big red bow game. Like, if you want to buy your wife a car, you load up on the Packers, and especially since it's single digits at this point with the line.
Yep.
So I would say it's the big red bow game if you want to buy your wife a car for Christmas.
You're excellent. The man is brilliant. His name is Kevin Cootey. Read him all the time with Philly Voice. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Angelo.
And let me just say, Al, at the beginning of the show, and I'll repeat it now, I have never been sure of a bet in my life.
Oh.
Take the Packers, give the 8.5. The Eagles will not cover that. They will not cover that because their quarterback is not changing. Their coach is lost. And there's no way they're going into Lambeau Field in that condition. Aaron Rodgers is going to make mincemeat out of Pro Bowl candidate Jalen Mills.
Did you see their coach, Matt LaFleur, hopes that Travis Fulgham doesn't get his revenge on them? And I would say to Matt, you don't have to worry about it. The Eagles aren't using him anyway.
No, they're safe with Fulgham as long as Alshon Jeffrey is still on the roster.
Interchangeable.
Absolutely interchangeable. One is young and good. The other is old and uninterested. Great idea. Andrew's up next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you, Andrew? What are you feeling today, my pal?
I'm just, you know, I'm hanging in there, man. This is like, it's really unbelievable. I feel like this is the first year that I can remember where, you know, the Eagles are coming on and I'm like, all right, what else is on TV? I mean, they are, it is painful to watch this team this year.
It is. You know what it is, Andrew? They're actually, I've now realized they're more interesting during the week than when they're playing because you got all this intrigue about who's going
during the week.
Yeah. The whole country.
Yeah.
Peter King dedicated half of his conversation at FAN yesterday to the Eagles.
Yeah.
But then the game starts and you're unentertained for 3 hours. You're tortured. So you're right. Yeah, the worst 3 hours for the Eagles each week are the three they're playing football.
I mean, and it's gotten to the point where it's like, you know, you got to see what these young guys have. I mean, I was arrogant enough a few weeks ago to say, you know, get into the debate of, is it worth winning the division? Would you rather see him win or lose and get a better draft pick? I mean, as if, like, you know, we really had that choice. And now it looks like, you know, this team is destined to sink to the bottom no matter what.
The great news, Peter King has one of the things he said in that interview at FAN is that he anticipates that all four NFC's teams will lose the next two games.
You can't sink in this division. It's the Salt Lake.
The Eagles,
it's impossible.
Andrew, the Eagles will be 3-9-1. And half a game out of first.
Going to the last game of the season.
All they got to do is beat two division opponents the last two games, and they'll probably win the division. But you're right. You know, your original question was right. Is it really worth that? If you're 5-11-1, 5-10-1, whatever it is, you're in the playoffs, people are going to mock you. They're going to laugh at you.
Or you win a game then.
No, you're not winning anything. You're not winning anything.
And all it does is it's going to buy you more of the same. It's going to buy you the same guys back in their next year saying, look, we got the playoffs. We overcame the adversity, the injuries, the COVID, and every other issue to the book. But, I mean, you really are at the point where you got to see, you have an opportunity here to see what these young guys have, to see what they can do. And if you're not going to take advantage of it, you know, what are you doing?
Absolutely. Great call. Give me a celebrity couple.
I'm going to go with Brady and Giselle.
Brady and Giselle is a great one. You stay right there with Brady and Giselle. Here's what I wrote down. I might have left one out here. I had Zach and Julie Ertz, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now I got Brady and Giselle. I know I left
Kanye
a couple out. Kanye and Kim. That's another great one. We got good ones. We're doing
and
this.
And the Obamas, yes.
And the Obamas. Rhea, write all these down. I'm trying to write them down. They're not all on my
list.
I'm
a little busy in here.
I'm
a
little
busy here,
too. Al, you're not doing anything. Go ahead. You do it. 215-592-9494. When we return, Al, we will probe insanity. The decisions to keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result.
Mm-hmm.
With a man who deals with insane people every day.
Who's that?
I wouldn't say that word.
Dr. Joe Fish, WIP Sports Time, 7:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.